start here with Early Edition on News Talk ZB.
It is now 14 past 6 here at News Talk ZB to talk takeovers on the NZX. Tonight we have Brian Gaynor, Milford Asset Management. Their website, by the way, is Milford Asset, www.milfordasset.com. And Brian Gaynor, welcome back, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, hiya, Larry.
So how many at present on the NZX?
Well, we've 6 at present, Harry, and three of them are takeovers from offshore companies, and 3 of them are New Zealand companies trying to take over New Zealand companies. And it is interesting to note that the New Zealand trying to take over New Zealand company are the most acronistic. They're the ones that are creating the biggest friction. For example, the attempt to take over 50% of Abano Healthcare, and also the announcement last week that Spark is attempting to take over GeneTalk.
So who is doing all the bidding here? It's overseas companies, is it?
Well, it is, yes, because if you look at it in dollar terms, 89.5% of the money being spent on these takeovers is from offshore buyers, and only 10.5% is domestic buyers. So we seem to capitulate a lot quicker to overseas buyers. They seem to make more attractive offers, whereas the domestic bids, that is New Zealand companies trying to buy New Zealand companies, tend to be the more contestable, and there seems to be more controversy around them.
So, Brian, why is it negative then for the NZX in your view?
Well, investors, we prefer to invest, most people in New Zealand. There's two reasons for that. First of all, we know the companies better. And secondly, there's imputation credits on your dividends. And what's happening at the moment is that we're getting more takeovers of New Zealand companies than IPOs. And I did a ring around of a few lawyers last week and asked them the questions, what do you expect this year? Do you expect more IPOs or takeovers? And all of them quickly said, at the moment, it looks like we're going to have more takeovers than IPOs. And that's not good for our capital markets.
Interesting. So what's going on here? Too low or buying too high? What's going on with these IPOs?
Well, my feeling is that we tend to give in very quickly with a company that has a poor performance. I mean, we all make mistakes in life as individuals and companies make mistakes. The share price falls. We tend to give up on them very quickly. And, of course, these are the companies that the overseas buyers tend to buy. Instead of saying, let's change the board, let's improve its performance, let's try to correct some of the mistakes it's made in the past, we sell out. And I think that's very much to our disadvantage over the longer term. In other words, we sell too low. And ironically, some of our IPOs are very highly priced. So we buy some of the new shares coming to the market through the IPOs at too high a price.
Yeah. Are these companies hanging around for an offer, though? I mean, and do they accept takeover offers too easily?
Well, they probably do. The top one is a good example. The company's been around for 150 years in New Zealand. And, of course, they've got an agreement. The directors came out immediately and they say we're recommending the offer from the Canadians, which has been done under a scheme arrangement rather than takeover offer. So my feeling is that we do tend to give in too easily. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why we get foreign bidders, because they know in New Zealand it's probably a little bit easier to convince directors and shareholders to sell than it might be in other countries.
So what do you think, Brian, this year, more takeovers or IPOs? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's my instinct, Larry, and that's when I rang around a few. Lawyers tend to know these things a little bit better than most, because they work on these IPOs or these takeovers earlier, probably even more so than the investment bankers. And the quick response I got from everyone was definitely, at the moment, it looks like we're going to get more takeovers than IPOs on the New Zealand share market this year.
All right. It's good or bad, do you think, just to clarify? Good or bad?
Well, I prefer to have the companies listed here, because, as I say before, you know, you get the advantage of there's bigger risk investing offshore, because currency creates a different risk. And, of course, you get imputation credits on dividends for New Zealand companies, which you don't get if you invest in offshore companies. So most of us would prefer, we don't put all our money in New Zealand, of course, but we would prefer a more robust and deeper New Zealand share market than we've got at present.
All right, good points. Good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll talk in a couple of weeks' time. That is Brian Gaynor, Milford Asset Management, www.milfordasset.com, KiwiSaver Fund Manager, all that sort of stuff. www.milfordasset.com. News Talk ZB, it's 6:18.
News Talk ZB Auckland, times 6.